Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, let's get at it. You know, it was only a matter of time before the Democrats in Oregon would not let a crisis go to waste. And they haven't. The latest tactics that the Democrats are trying to use to force Republicans back to the Capitol, including how they try to smear timber unity. All of that today and your phone calls in this next hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. And I'm going to share with you how Republicans can use this crisis and what Democrats are going to do with it. And you're going to hear it today, I think. What Democrats are going to do to smear Republicans in the coming election. Now, I'm going to share with you how Republicans can fight back against it and win the messaging war. All of that today, again, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And thank you for some great emails, both this morning and overnight, from Dwight. Because Kate Brown is requesting between $3 and $7 million per month from Donald Trump. What? I thought she hated Donald Trump. Yeah, she does. But you know how it is. Let me beat the living daylights out of you constantly, publicly, but you need to give me money. Is that how human relations work, Kate? Is that how it works, really? Yeah, right. Now, last night, by the way, was a night that was a bit surprising. And it's still going to have an impact in Oregon. Remember, I shared that with you yesterday in the show that I thought Bernie was going to be a big winner last night. Well, he wasn't. In fact, he's slightly behind sleepy Uncle Joe. Drudge Report. Well, actually, Breitbart's got better stories on it. Joe Biden has 453 delegates as a result of last night. Bernie Sanders, close, 382. Elizabeth Warren, 50. Minnie Mike, 44. And Pete the Mayor, you know, booty judge. He is, you know, he's out, obviously, as is Amy Klobuchar, but Pete has 26. Amy has 7. Now, these are AP results. It's somewhere close to it. Now, my point in saying all of that to you is that last night was not the big win for Sanders that we thought it would be, that I thought it would be. He did win California. But remember, everything in the Democrat primary is proportional. So it doesn't matter which state you win. It matters how well you do in that state. That really matters in terms of what your delegate count is. Now, the Republicans are different. Republican is a winner-take-all kind of a scenario. But at any rate, it's still going to impact us here in Oregon. Because the Bernie bros in Oregon, as you drive around, what do you see in Oregon? You see a lot of Bernie Sanders signs and stickers and so forth. He's got a lot of support here. After all, this is the left coast. Well, what do those people do when Bernie gets screwed out of a brokered convention? And he is. He's going to get screwed out of a nomination. They are not going to let. Now, it's in some respects, I am okay with this. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think Bill Barr is immune from dropping the hammer on Joe Biden, Joe Biden's son, at any point coming up soon. And I really mean that. He will be accused, and Donald Trump will be accused of them rigging it against Joe Biden. All of this business, the impeachment, all of that will come back up, and they're going to try to tar and feather. But I'm telling you that if, in fact, and I don't know this, but I'm just telling you that if, in fact, that Bill Barr has something that is credible, they will bring it forward on Joe Biden. And they'll do it on their timeline. I don't think Bill Barr is going to hold it in reserve. You know, I think he'll just do it. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care anymore. He's going to do what he thinks is right. one of the things I admire about. I hope he has what he has. And I don't know what it is. But if he's got something that really proves Joe Biden is as corrupt as we believe Joe Biden is, that he'll definitely bring it forward. Now, there's a story that Seattle is a ghost town. Why would Seattle be a ghost town? Coronavirus. I started the show by saying that Democrats never let a crisis go to waste. There's a story, Kate Brown is asking for, and thanks to, who was it that sent that to me? Dwight, thank you, Dwight. Sent me the story about Channel 2, and then there's an Oregonian story about it today on OregonWatchdog.com. Kate Brown asking the White House for $7 to $10 million a month. Now, that's a pretty big swing of money, isn't it? Kate says she needs $400,000, or she needs rather 400,000 respirator masks, gowns, and gloves, disposable protective suits, and up to 100 ventilators, just in case the coronavirus spreads more widely. Now, here's my point about them not letting a crisis go to waste. Going to waste meaning using a crisis to bludgeon Republicans. And there's a story about that. There's a story in the Oregonian, and here's the headline. With coronavirus spreading in Oregon, will Republicans rethink their Capitol boycott? It's a Hillary Baroud story. And you got to scroll to the very end to figure out what the story's really about more than anything. It's this it's a quote, who's a history professor at the Oregon State University Center for Humanities. Okay. He's written about how governments responded to the 1918 flu pandemic. And he's, of course, closely following, no doubt at the request of the Democrats, who set up his, quote here for this story. Following the legislative Republican walkouts, he said, and I'm quoting,
All right, friends, we're back. Sorry about that. A little technical glitch there. Anyway, as I was continuing, the Democrats are going to use the coronavirus scare, as this story talks about in the Oregonian, they're going to use it against Republicans this fall. Now, Republicans can say two things. Number one, the governor has emergency powers and does not need Republicans to do anything right now. Period. And that's true. And the stories admit that. That's the first thing. The second thing they say is that if this is as serious as the governor is thinking it might be, then let's call a special session if we need to do more. We'll come back for that. But not if you're going to ram down an economy, world-destroying carbon energy sales tax down the throats of half of the state. 28 counties have said, no, we don't want this. Including, by the way, Peter Courtney's own county. Did you see that, folks? Marion County. The Marion County folks have said, no, we don't want this. That's where Peter Courtney's entire legislative district is in. So much for listening to the will of the people. Well, that's really not what it's about, is it? No, it's listening to that vocal minority of people that want cap and tax, that want a powerfully family budget-destroying carbon energy sales tax. That's what it is, folks. Half of the state says, no, we don't want it. It doesn't matter. They must impose their will. Now, not only are they going to use this crisis against Republicans, but I'm going to tell you something else they're going to use. They're beginning the smear campaign. You know, when Democrats lose, what do they resort to? They resort to smearing. Well, Emmett, we've got a story about that. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back. And it's all about smearing Timber Unity. You have to go after the people that are hurting you. And that's what Democrats are doing. Back in a moment. It's 6:20.
No, that's not poverty.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to go to Rod on the phone. There's a report of Willamette Week. This is the part of the smear. When Democrats lose, what do? Well, they resort to rules for radicals tactics, right? So what they're doing is they're going to smear, and they are smearing Timber Unity. And do you know why they're smearing Timber Unity? Because Timber Unity is their perceived enemy, and frankly is. We're going to talk about Timber Unity a little bit. There's a great piece in the Oregon Catalyst today from Angelita Sanchez, who's the treasurer of Timber Unity. She's actually a shirt tail relative of mine. She owns three trucks in Sweet Home, my old legislative district. She got involved because this thing was going to dramatically impact her. She's got a great piece in the Oregon Catalyst today. And tonight, by the way, at the Oregon Executive Club, I'm going to be leading the meeting tonight. It's a once-a-month meeting. It's at the Portland Airport Shiloh Inn. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Christina McNitt of the Oregon Forest Industries Council is going to be our speaker. She's going to be talking about this whole Timber Unity impact on the timber deal that some of her members cut with Kate Brown. Okay? Is it the deal with the devil? Or will it end the timber wars? That's tonight, 7 o'clock, Portland Airport, Shiloh, and you ought to come and join us. This segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, if you make somebody feel special, that's something worthwhile, isn't it? That's a lasting thing in your relationships with other people. Well, nothing makes somebody feel more special than giving them a ride on a special occasion in a limousine. Go to DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. Check it out. Make somebody feel special. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. This Willamette Week story, the smear against Timber Unity, is that they have allowed violent and bigoted language on its private Facebook group. Oh, how horrible. How come we never see stories like that about the left? Well, this is Rachel Monahan, one of the lefty writers at the Willamette Week. So they're beginning the smear. And it's a new report from Oregon Wild. Yeah, that's one of these groups that is cutting the deal with Big Timber. They're saying that it's Timber Unity has mainstream extremism, has mainstreamed and is allowing activists to engage in violent threats and conspiracy theories into the group. So let me get this right. A leftist group who wants to, has made it a key platform issue for them, a key goal of theirs, to eliminate all logging. And they pretty much have, folks. This group issues a report that charges that Timber Unity is full of a bunch of extremists. And, of course, Julie Parrish, former state representative and one of the leaders, calls it outlandish and a bogus report. She says the assertion that Timber Unity members from poor rural communities are somehow privileged or supremacist for fighting for their livelihoods is simply proof that the Democrat majority in the state has completely abandoned the needs of the working class. Yup. That about sums it up. That's another thing that Republicans can say when they get hit with all of this. You know what? We're not selling out our working class, blue collar folks for the urban elites. Oh, and oh, by the way, Kate Brown has lots of power to deal and lots of money to deal with coronavirus without having us come back to the Capitol. By the way, you know, she could use a lot of this $200 million that she's trying to bribe Republicans with behind the scenes, you know. She apparently has lots of money. I don't know why she needs to request any from Donald Trump. Let's go to Ron on the line. Ron, good morning. How are you, brother? What do you have to say today?
I'm laid up with gout. Other than that, I'm going to say a bunch. Let's start with the good news is Ms. Burdick says she's going to step down from her committee. Isn't that a shame?
Does it have something to do with the guy, the lefty gay guy who's running against her as a Democrat in her primary?
I think so. But you know, let's get back to Timber Unity. I go on that site every day. I have not met a racist. I've been to several of the rallies. Now, let me give you Oregonians a lesson. I am a flag for a big company. A small company has got about 120 people any one time working to make sure your gas, your electricity, and other city and county services, as we called, is maintained. And you want to see what happens? You can make $72,000 in California, and you have to rent a gold motel or rent a RV to park in the park or sleep in your cars on the street while you're trying to raise two kids because the neighborhood is gone. This report came from the, OPB, one of the little dream reports. And the thing is this, Captain Extortion, led by the retro Bolshevik Marie Antoinette herself, Miss Brown, and the fake Rachel Maddow, Miss Kotex, and also Mr. Denbro and Mr. Duransky, and Mr. I think because I'm entitled because I'm a senator, Mr. Manning, telling everybody you just got to learn and adapt. Their pridefulness, their rudeness, their overall payout by Oregon Wild, Nature Conservancy, and various other groups is corrupted their souls to the pits of the devils of hell. And in my opinion, totally if we wind up with cabin trade without the right to vote by the people. But they're going to force down our throats 72 cents, or roughly, in my case, as a flagger, drive my personal vehicle, an extra $1,500 in fuel costs or more. And at the same time, figure my rent will jump up another 50, 75 bucks a month, minimum for the first year, and may jump up that much for the next 4 years. And on top of that, your utility rates, my share, my utilities, will cost me more than a C-note, C-note and a half. And overall, what I'm trying to tell you people, get off your duff, go to the Capitol tomorrow, and raise some heck with these Democrats, and be nice, be cordial, and call them out and say, give me the right to vote.
Or that's right. Up and thank you, Ron. It's 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. Don't go away. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop
the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us today, friends. So the Democrats are not allowing the coronavirus crisis, which I don't know that it really is, they're not allowing it to go to waste. And they're going to use it. In fact, they are already using it against Republicans. And because Timber Unity has been so effective at stopping the Democrat agenda, they are now smearing right out of the Rules for Radicals playbook. They're smearing Timber Unity. That's what this Willamette Week story is about today. Now, Timber Unity is not going to take it lying down. Okay. There is a, tomorrow is the subpoena day, right, that the House has issued these subpoenas, which there's no way they can enforce them, number one. And number two, because there's nobody in state. You got to find the legislators out of state, and they're moving around, so don't expect that to happen. But even if they could, Oregon's Constitution prohibits it. Now, that's not been tested before, but it would be if it were to happen, but they're just not going to be able to find anybody. Now, in what this means is Republicans are going to stay gone. Now, Democrats are strategizing to try to stop this. There's a story in the Ben Bulletin about that. And one of the things is that they are going to, they've amended a bill in the legislature in committee, which they could do. They're still doing committee work, okay? They just can't pass anything on the floor. Nothing can be read a second time or a third time on the floor unless you have quorum. It's that simple. So Jenny Burdick acknowledges in this Ben Bulletin story that, well, the idea of changing the quorum requirement, polling shows that we would have to take some education. It would take some public education to do that. Talk about inside baseball. So you know what they're going to try to do? They're going to try to slip in something else. And that's this amendment to the quorum bill that they've made in committee. And you know what it is? To very slyly change the definition in the Constitution about what counts as a session day. It's not the calendar day, but every day that there is a quorum counts as a session day. Oh, goody. Democrats, once again, gaming. What that would allow is a quorum to only mean that every day that you can have a session day, so the sessions would no longer be limited, like the short session is limited in the Constitution, 35 days. That would no longer be the case if Republicans walked out. It could go beyond that. Now, I mean, this is they can't move this provision, but they're trying to figure out how to do this. And, of course, the public employee unions now are putting forward two initiatives that they say they're going to go full bore on to say that if you walk out after 5 days, you can't run for office again and you can't get paid any money. And in fact, you're going to be fined $500 a day. The Democrat-controlled unions want that. They're going to put forward these initiatives to do that. I mean, you want to talk about the heavy hand? I mean, folks, this is the kind of, I'm telling you, this is 2010. If you think that the resolve of the groups like Timber Unity and other groups are going to be lessened by this, no, it's only going to make their resolve stronger. And what it's going to do, and here's my prediction to you, and this is just based on human nature, folks. What it's going to do is cause those people who are part of this amazing new emerging grassroots network, which is Timber Unity, aligned with the gun guys and gals, aligned with the Russian and Slavic communities that are for the first time ever getting involved in politics, and aligned with Oregonians for Medical Freedom. That's all these parents, including a lot of liberal Democrat women who do not want to lose their parental rights. This is this new emerging grassroots coalition. And I'm telling you that if they try these tactics, the unions and everything else, what the Democrats are trying to do here, including a special session, which is going to happen, but it'll be later in the year. Unless, of course, the coronavirus thing gets out of whack and they need the legislature to come into a special session. They will try to attach that to, that's that crisis not going to waste thing. They're going to try to attach it to cap and trade. That would hurt Republicans unless Republicans are ahead of it and message against it. But this only strengthens the resolve. All this stuff will cause this emerging grassroots movement. And it is true and it's real. It's not manufactured. I'm telling you, folks, it will increase its impact and resolve. Because all those people now will be more and more resolved themselves to persuade the persuadables in their world. That's my prediction to you, folks. My prediction to you is that today you're going to see in social media, and then you'll see news stories either later today or tomorrow, that Democrats are saying we've got to have Republicans back in the building so we can spend extra money that Kate Brown has asked from the White House for coronavirus. And that if they don't come back, your health and your family's health is in jeopardy. It's all a lie. Kate Brown has all kinds of authority in the Constitution and in statute already to deal with these kinds of health emergencies. But that's what you're going to hear. Now, Angelita Sanchez is a short-tail relative of mine from Sweet Home. She's a log truck, owns a trucking company. She wrote this piece today about Timber Unity, and it's in the Oregon Catalyst. You can see if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. Timber Unity, How We Came to Fight is the headline. And she talks about her being a small business owner for trucking. She owns three dump trucks. She drives the trucks herself. She has three kids. She's a sixth-generation Oregonian. She got involved because one logger, one man started Timber Unity. So he spoke up against cap and trade, and he asked his friends to join him. And the point about her article today is this has evolved. It's evolved to something bigger. I'm going to read for you the last two paragraphs of this because I think this is instructional. And then I'm going to share with you a great email from one of our listeners that points to this whole theme of the show, how you can influence and persuade the persuadables. how you can make a difference every day. Of course, before I do that, I want to remind you that if you're looking for a great contractor, you need to check out Righteous Renovations. That's Eric Azer, righteousrenovations.com. The guy is a man of faith and lives it in his business. You don't believe me? Go to righteousrenovations.com and read the testimonials. Righteousrenovations.com. Need a bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel, a new deck, replacement deck? He's your man. Righteousrenovations.com. Here's what she wrote. Quote, "We know that we can't continue to have them walk," meaning Republicans, "so we need to change directions. We will continue to fight, but we have to fight in a different way now. It's an election year, so we must vote. We're looking to register every person that changed voters' party affiliations from liberal to conservative and get good candidates running and get them elected. We must take back this state from the supermajority that is dead set on destroying us. We must continue to stand together, united." Last paragraph. Quote, "Timber unity is not only about timber, but it's about all of us. Yes, one logger started this, but cap and trade doesn't discriminate. Timber unity is truly a movement of the people, by the people, and for the people. It's my honor and privilege to be a voice for so many, but I can't do it alone. I need each and every one of you to stand with me. We will change this state, and we will do it together." That's powerful, folks. Because in it are a couple of things that you can use. One of them is moving people from liberal to conservative. And to take back this state from people, the supermajority, that are intent on destroying us. That's what motivates these. That's what they're fighting for. This is more, this is not just politics, folks. This is their very way of life. Now, the email I was talking about is from Avis. And Avis has written a great summation of this. He says, "Jeff, when I see a guy with a military hat, I thank him for keeping our country safe. And then I say, have you heard that they want to toll your roads?" The question works on gals, too. Almost always the answer is no. And then I say, you can go online and get a petition so we can get this on the ballot to vote on it. We have until June to collect enough signatures. And then I say, did you know cap and trade is really a tax that if it gets passed right off the get-go, we'll pay 50 to 70 cents more a gallon at the pump? If I still have their attention, I offer my radio program's web. That's a great tactic. Talk to somebody, strike up a conversation, ask them, did you know they want to toll our roads? Do you know how much cap and trade is going to cost you? That's how you can make a difference. 6:48, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I want to thank Art for sending me the, well, the stories about Salem residents are stocking up on food, toilet paper, all that stuff because of coronavirus. Yeah. By the way, you know, less people have died in America so far from coronavirus than were killed, sadly, in Nashville with those tornadoes. I think the death toll there is up to 29, and it's expected to grow. Say a prayer for those people, those families that have been affected by that. The state employee who shall never be named writes me a story about Obama's big thumb on the scale, and it's all about how the Super Tuesday turned out yesterday. And the bottom line is this. Mini Mike isn't going anywhere. And that his money, they're going to let him, even though some are encouraging him to drop out, folks, he ain't dropping out. Because the Democrats need his money. They need to stroke him all the way into the convention. Because ultimately, and I think this state employee's thoughts about this is correct, it's Obama's big thumb on the scale. Obama's the one that got Klobuchar and Buttigieg to drop out. That's obvious. And that's what this employee writes about. But it's Mini Mike. Democrats need his money desperately. It ain't going to matter, folks. It ain't going to matter at all. All right. So, by the way, this segment of the show is brought to you by our friends at Freedom Heating and Air. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net is their website. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. One of the most important things about staying warm, staying cool, is making sure that your heating and air conditioning systems are working the right way. I can tell you, when it hasn't worked, when mine hasn't worked right, it gets really expensive. It's much better to have them come out and check out your system, especially if it's just kind of every now and then going on the glitch. It's a great reason to contact Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net. Been in business 40 years here in the Salem area. freedomheatingandair.net. Now, what I can share with you folks is that the way this session's going to play out, and I'll get to you in a moment, Art, the way this session's going to play out is I had a conversation yesterday with the Senate President's Chief of Staff, and what is now recognized as the way this ends is that the Constitution says it has to end at 35 days, period. That means 11:59 Sunday night. It is over. At midnight, it is absolutely over. Okay? All the bills, including cap and tax, are dead. All of them. They would have to be brought back to life in a special session. Republicans, they would have to negotiate that with Republicans. Now, the thinking is that Kate and the Democrats will do a special session, but they'll do it down the road when it's a little bit closer to the fall campaigns. And they'll do that all in an effort to force Republicans into a position that makes them look bad. And it'll be cap and trade again. You know it will be. But who knows what happens between now and then? The important thing to remember is this. Like Avis's email just pointed out, you compliment somebody for being a veteran. And then you say, did you know they want to toll your roads? Huh? Most people have no clue. Did you know that cap and trade is probably going to immediately raise your gas taxes at least 50 cents? Those are things you can use. They're going to tar and feather Republicans, saying Republicans have to come back because we need more money for coronavirus. They're going to do that. I'm telling you, you're going to hear it today, folks. Don't buy into it. And the comeback to that is simple. Kate Brown has broad emergency powers in Oregon's Constitution to deal with coronavirus. She doesn't need anything from the legislature. That's the truth. All right, let's go to Art and then to Jake. Art, good morning.
Jeff, how are you this morning?
Good, brother.
Well, let me say this. Already this year, Jeff, 10,000 Americans have died from the common flu. And for Kate and everybody to say, oh, this is an emergency, we got to do it. Well, what in the heck are they doing about the common flu? Nothing, because it happened. There's nothing you really can do about it except wash your hands. You get sick, go around spreading it, et cetera, et cetera. It's the same with this other virus. And so, obviously, creating panic has been the Democrats' goal here to panic.
They manufacture a true crisis and they never let it go to waste, Art. They are so devious. Art, thanks. I got to move on to Jake. Appreciate it, brother. Jake, good morning. How are you, friend?
Doing good, Jeff. Appreciate you, your work, and your show. You know, you talk about persuading the persuadables. Jeff, you can even take it one step further. Some of these very ardent left people don't even know what they believe if you really, really start pasting them to the wall. And quite honestly, if you know more about their party than they do, they're dumbfounded and their only responses are emotional. They're not factually driven. And I found personally, Jeff, I was part of the silent majority back in the day where you just kind of swallow it and show up at the booth and vote and try and do the right thing by living. But Jeff, I just can't keep my mouth shut anymore. When I see people or hear conversations that open a door to conversation without being rude, I'm going for the throat, brother, because facts don't care about how you feel and numbers don't lie. And we have that on our side. We're not perfect. Trump is abrasive.
That's right.
But that's all right. I didn't vote for somebody to be squeaky clean. We needed a tough president that would stand up to stuff. And some of the stuff he's done has not helped me. But the bigger picture is what it's about, Jeff. And that's what we need to get out. We got to start getting to people and, quite honestly, verbally getting back at them with the real stuff. And it can work. I'm surprised. Appreciate you, Jeff.
Thank you, brother. It's good to hear your voice. And you not only have to get back to them with the facts, but do it in an emotional way. That's so critical. Because today, people think with their hearts. It's not just the facts, ma'am, anymore from Joe Friday at Dragnet. No, no. It's taking the facts, like Avis described, and increasing its emotional power. By saying things, you know, cap and trade is going to increase gas prices by 50 to 70 cents a gallon. Can you imagine how hard that's going to be for some of these working families? That's how you make an impact. Thanks, Jake. Thanks to all of you for listening. The Morning Show with Stacey Ann is up next. Timber Unity Rally tomorrow on the Capitol. I'm going to be there. I hope you will be, too. See you then.